We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good moment, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse. We've got Paul Emig down. We've got Grant over there on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Another new location for me, if anyone's keeping track. I'm now sitting right next to the router in the PS4. Although, before in the backstage area, my shit capped out on me. And so I tried to go Ethernet, which I then unplugged all of the internet in the house, which kicked my wife off a meeting. So real banner husband etiquette to do my fucking shit. I'm crumbling in all aspects of life. I'm pretty much crumbling. And if Aaron Rodgers is really on this goddamn ticket, I will die. I will flat out just be dead. I will not able to proceed as a human.
This is the Darren Rovell tweet. No tweet has ever applied to real life like this before. When he tweeted once upon a time, like, I feel bad for our country, but this is tremendous content. Like, this is ridiculous good content, but it also is real life. So there is that.
Well, if anyone was going to, now we have two Pauls on the screen.
What in Sam hell?
Can I keep this like this?
Please.
Hi. I figured it was yours, your internet, but it wasn't.
No, this time it's yours.
Huh. All right.
Can I keep you like that?
Paul is both and the Alpha and the Omega.
When I joined the second time, I was like, I can't have the same name, so I'll do the other version.
That's actually pretty awesome. This is good. We're a full panel now.
All right, you can get rid of the. I don't know why it's not letting me.
Oh, it got rid of it on its own.
All right, there you go.
All right, well, go ahead with the chloroform. Is or about
I think we're off to a great start. So,
oh, I have a thing to say.
Oh, you do.
So when I chop it up with Cubs fans online,
yeah,
it really affects me. I really regret doing it because there's so many of them. And they just come and it's all like the cry more clown emoji. And it's real sharp and cutting. And that stuff like kind of gets to me. Vikings fans are mad at me because I said something about Aaron Jones. And I have the easiest time just scrolling through this. Like Cubs fans, I'm like, oh, shit, that affects me. Oh, shit, that affects me. Oh, shit. And Vikings fans is like, I couldn't care less about I'm not even reading the shit you're saying to me. I don't care. So that's what I've noticed today. I thought I hate Vikings fans the most, but I don't think about them at all.
That's good. The problem with getting all those Viking hate tweets is that it makes you miss a tweet from a caller who sends you Costanza videos.
Yeah. Joe in Florida was real mad at me last night on the show.
Do you see what these Vikings fans have done to you? It's made the fans turn against you. The listeners turn against you. That's the real problem.
I can't wait. I'm not going to Dan Needle's retirement. I'm going to retire and never open that fucking website again.
So we've talked about this on the pod, haven't we? Like where we will be when we're done working and where like we talked about this, right? And my answer, I think, was you didn't believe me.
What, you're gonna unplug?
Well, this is where Grant last time mocked me endlessly because he's like, yeah, bullshit, when I said yeah, I want to have a farm. I'm just going to have like some goats and some pigs and some chickens, and there's not going to be much for internet service, and it's going to be great. And I think Grant's like, right. I'm sure that sounds exactly like something you'd do. But it is. And Bart, yours sounds just as improbable as mine, because I don't want to say, yeah, right, but I'll be equally as respectful to yours as what Grant was to mine that one time, which is to say, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Bart's more on the Hadrecourt track than he is on the needles track, I would bet. Yeah. That's where right. He's headed.
Like, way more unhinged in retirement.
Yeah.
No?
Well, I'm just worried I have one bar sitting next to the fucking internet box.
Your audio's good. Your video's lagging a little bit, but unless watching on the Dane Shaney YouTube stream, that shouldn't matter.
You have not cut out at all. It's been good.
I want a driveway that like you have to drive up to get to the house. Like I want, oh, there's the driveway. Another mile and a half till we get home. That's what I want.
Yeah. That's okay. That's yeah. Okay.
I want to be secluded. I will delete all of the apps. I will hide.
Will we still do this?
No, I'm unplugging from everything. We can do it. We could do it as like friends and not publish it.
That's fine.
What about like a non-recording podcast where we just sit around in a circle and like talk about topics and answer questions, but we don't record any of it? That's kind of a new age thing that people are doing.
Oh, conversations?
That's what they're called. Yeah, that's right.
What you're just saying, Grant, reminded me of that meme or whatever it was going around earlier this week of the guy like, hey, me and my wife invented wine night or whatever the hell. Did you see that going around with? So yeah, you sit around and drink. Yeah, you didn't invent that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a new age idea. When I retire, by the way, I don't know if I could live on a farm with animals, but it is my dream to just have a couple acres of timber and just make maple syrup in the spring. Have a little shack with a stove back there and just cook away. With the steam coming off and the cool spring air. That's my dream personally. Animals are a pain in the ass, Paul, and I don't believe for a second that you have what it takes to live that existence. Bart couldn't do it. You guys both city slickers, both of you. No. I doubt both of your abilities to actually.
No, when I go to these historical, I go to these historical sites, like I look at them not as like what was, but what could be. I look at them as retirement homes.
No, Bart is a city slicker. I'm certainly not like Grant. You put us both to shame with your outdoors like abilities and interests. So
we're Paul just... Bunyan here. I just didn't grow up in a big city like the both of you did. And before you're like Fond du Lac's not big. Oh, bigger than most though. Fond du Lac's...
What city did you grow up in, Grant?
Menominee. One high school town.
And Bart, how
really
many
in one high school?
Yeah, I come from a big city of two high schools.
See?
Yeah.
I mean, Eau Claire has like three high schools, so we're not really narrowing it down. Yeah. I grew up in the country. I don't think either one of you have what it takes.
Your graduating class, Grant, you and how many others graduated together high school?
Like 200.
Okay.
Not like 40 people. I didn't grow up in the absolute middle of nowhere, but when I had play dates with friends, we had to wake up early in the morning at 5 a.m. because I had to go help them feed calves and cows. I had to pitch in. It was the expectation. You're laughing. That's not a joke. It was fucking terrible.
It didn't think it was a joke, but I do think it was funny. That's great.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Call Grant over here. We need another hand. And by the way, well, then we can play games after we're done with the livestock.
Yeah. We didn't grow up playing video games. We'd play cops and robbers in the backyard with a BB gun. That's what my generation did when we were growing up. Anyways,
that was grand.
I lived in a woke part of Fond du Lac. We didn't play cowboys and Indians. We played indigenous people and colonizers.
Fuck you.
Well, that's what we played.
That's good. Very modern city Fond du Lac is.
Yeah.
It's so odd, the things that Paul doesn't wish to be a part of. I'm always surprised when he goes off screen or he turns his camera off. That's what did it for you, huh?
This time it's to get in my notepad.
Yeah, that's good. Let's begin. That's a great idea.
That's a good idea.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right. It's NFL week. So I had a topic coming into this. And by the way, if I disappear and come back, just know it's because I'm reading. The way I'm going to ask this, I want you to understand that it's the setup for additional chit-chats, okay? What I was thinking about in this discussion of, you know, do the Bears obviously take Caleb Williams? Do they trade the pick? All these other things. Like, how many quarterbacks in the NFL are actually truly untradeable? And then of that, how absurd of a package do you start to go for those certain guys? Or is it literally off the table? So here's my premise for you. And I want you to this, but I want you to know this is not like the final form of the question. There's follow-ups to this. Jordan Love, now I know it's the Bears, so put that aside, but I just want to think like value-wise. Jordan Love for the first and ninth picks in this year's draft.
Wow.
Don't take it too seriously. Obviously, it's not.
I would not do that.
I would also not do that. Grant.
Oh, that's quite a bit.
You have your guy. So yeah. That's truly one in hand is two in the bush.
Well, and what's tough is you can't have this. I know the premise and the topic you're trying to do, Paul, but the problem is you can't do this in a vacuum, because in order for a team to actually make this like imagine how the rest of the players on the Packers would feel if they did this.
No.
I think the value is fine. Like Jordan Love for the first and the ninth pick in a draft with a lot of good quarterbacks. Like, I think that's a reasonable trade in a vacuum, but you can't do these things in a vacuum. That's my problem here.
Yeah. So really what it comes down to, like, as I was processing through the Caleb Williams stuff, it was where I was starting with this question is I went like super absurd, which is essentially who, like, and it would only be quarterbacks, unless you think there's a player that's not a quarterback that you would suggest for this, but essentially which quarterbacks are completely untouchable. And then this is really to set up the question of why you just have to swing big at quarterback in the draft, and why, even if Caleb Williams is not a sure thing, and he's not, and I don't think any quarterback is, it's just proof year after year of how many QBs in the draft that are top three fail. So like, is there literally a package the Bears could offer for Patrick Mahomes? This, by the way, this is, I want everyone listening to be like, this is a thought provoking. Like, I'm genuinely curious at what point a player is so untouchable that you just don't. And then at what point you'd actually say, this is why the value of getting quarterback right is so preposterously high. So that is my goal in the conversation. And so I just kind of work away there.
You might bring this up tonight. I like that.
Thank you. If the Bears said to the Chiefs, the first pick, the ninth pick, our second round pick, and three future firsts, who says no?
I think you would have to go minimum this year's first, next year's first, and the following first. There would need to be three firsts, minimum.
Would you? Well, and then probably the ninth pick this year too, right? So four firsts.
Yeah. For Mahomes?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, though, if I was the Chiefs.
See, I wouldn't either. Okay, so now keep going. Like, is there something? I think the answer is there's not. So then I would pivot and say, okay, Joe Burrow, the first, the ninth, this year's second-round pick, and next year's first. So three firsts and a second for Burrow. Then I would ask you the same question for Josh Allen. Like, just if you really were to make this a real exercise, just how, if the Bears, you know what, we can't make him another mistake, and we cannot make another mistake in the drafted quarterback. We can't. We have to get it right. And the only way to for sure get it right is to get a guy that we already know is good. Burrow, Allen, Mahomes. So play this out with me a little bit, if you don't mind. Indulge me.
Well, what about Trevor Lawrence?
Or Daniel Jones? Just kidding. No, but maybe that's the right answer. Like, maybe that is. Like, should the Bears trade the first and the ninth pick for Trevor
Lawrence? If I was Jacksonville, I would trade the first and ninth for Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because with Burrow and Allen, I think Burrow and Allen are both.
Lawrence is on the same Fields track. That's the same fifth-year thing.
Yeah. Burrow is Cincinnati, right? Like, Josh Allen is Buffalo. I don't know if anyone's Jacksonville. Like, I don't, like, who would you even connect with that city?
Yeah, you wouldn't.
So in Jacksonville's case, you're actually breaking it down to the dollars and cents, and you're not thinking about as much emotional connection. That's why that's where my brain first went. And maybe, like, Herbert would be in that similar neighborhood.
Yeah, like let's say the Bears are like, you know what, again, like, we cannot get this wrong. We've got this Fields dilemma. We like Caleb. He's really good, and we would probably take him number one, but we have to get this right. We want Herbert instead. Whatever it takes to get Herbert, we're going to give you the first, the ninth, this year's second, and next year's first. Who says no? I mean, Herbert hasn't won shit, but he's really good. I contend he's really good.
I don't know if the Chargers would say yes or no, but if I ran the Chargers, I think I'd probably do it. They're in cap hell, man. They, like, look at their top couple of players right now with Mac, Bosa, Williams, and Keenan Allen. They cut Mike Williams today, but they're all making $32, $35 million against the cap this year.
Yeah.
So you could start over, get a lot more cheap players. You get the quarterback, your quarterback of choice. By the way, the Bears, in their effort to absolutely not get this wrong, they're hurting their chances of getting it right. Like, they are playing this game against every other team in the NFL, and also, like, against 100-year history of their own. Like, they are fighting ghosts of future and past and present and current. Like, they're going to mess this up just by nature of overthinking it.
Bart, if play this out with me for a second. If 670 the Score had you on, and they, like, you presented this quote unquote silly idea. You know what, guys? I was thinking about this. The Bears can't get this wrong. They have literally an entire history of organizational failure at the quarterback position in the draft. I contend that the Bears should trade all the stuff for fill in the name of top 10 quarterback. If I was the Bears, a Bears radio host, a Bears fan, like, I can't actually put myself in their shoes, but I would hear that and I would say, like, shit, like, you're right. Like, why would you not offer the first, the ninth, this year's second, and next year's first for, at least like a young quarterback who's like a Herbert? I mean, I like Herbert more than I like Trevor Lawrence. I wouldn't give up quite as much for Lawrence, but I think I would rather have the certainty, if I'm the Bears, a history of quarterback, like, awfulness, I think I would rather the certainty of, you know, paying a really high price for a Herbert, paying a really high price for a Trevor Lawrence. I think I would rather that than the another unknown where every Bears fan is going to go in. Bart, every Bears fan you have on nationally, including Rami Makhlouf, already thinks they're going to get this wrong because it's the Bears at the quarterback position. There's one way to alleviate that. By trading
the guys at CHGO, I saw a clip and I referenced that, is they were like, when we had the number one pick for the Blackhawks, it was Connor Bedard mania.
Yeah.
We couldn't have been more excited to have the number one pick and know who it was. And we were so excited about that. And now they got Caleb Williams and apparently, and nobody is that excited because they think they might screw it up, which is why I floated out wild scenarios. Like, the Bears should draft a quarterback at 1 and 9. The Bears should not draft a quarterback and just let everybody else pick and then take the last one so that they don't have to make the decision. Now, these are all good and fun, but I do wonder off of this, and this is what how I'll present it, is we know the Bears are going to take offers on Justin Fields.
Yep.
We know the Bears are going to take offers on the number one pick. Are the Bears offering the number one pick at all for a quarterback? Are they being proactive? They're going to look at all the avenues. But are they looking at using that to get a guy? And it's, you know, if you've got Josh Allen, we got Josh Allen. We don't want the number one pick. We have Joe Burrow. We don't have a number one pick. But if you add, as you're saying,
yeah,
more to it, then at what point do these teams budge? And I just wonder if the Bears at all have explored that. And it'll be interesting to see how people react to that, because it is unconventional. And normally on radio, instead of when you say something unconventional, instead of going, that's interesting, you go, what the fuck are you bringing this up for, you fucking loser?
Yeah. Who needs exploratory thought? I mean, and like, the Ryan Poles, Bears GM, is far from a sure bet to be the Bears GM in a year, right? And a lot of times these guys make moves, both in the NBA, in the NFL, Major League Baseball, to save their jobs. If they draft Caleb Williams and he has a rookie year, Ryan Poles could be gone. Like, is there really enough like allowance for this to be a 4-year project of Caleb Williams looking good? So it just adds to me to the idea that, like, why would you not be thinking outside the box? Justin Herbert, just to use the example, but listen, I don't think the Chargers are trading him, but like, if you just kept Ricky Williamsing your trade package to the point where the Jaguars, the Chargers, like, you name it, like, have to like seriously have a big meeting about it with the entire front office. Like, guys, never in a million years do we go in this offseason thinking that we would consider a Justin Herbert trade. But the Bears are offering us everything in their cabinet. Everything. We have to talk about this, right? And I just would contend that if I was the Bears front office and we have the history we have and the fans are anything but confident that we're going to do this right, and I might be out of a job in a year, I just don't see why this, to your point in the way you're going to frame it, Bart, why would you not proactively consider something like that? I don't know.
We'll see what they think from a national perspective tonight. Yeah. Anything else on this, Grant?
This isn't hard. It's probably Caleb. Unless the Bears evaluation, they're like, we really like Jaden Daniels. Just take the quarterback you want and fucking be done with it. Because the longer you talk about all these things, and I get that these are interesting conversations, but we're acting like that this is the first time that a team has picked number one overall in the draft and needed a quarterback. Like, the way we're talking about the Bears situation, like, well, do they take a quarterback? Do they build up the rest of the roster? I don't fucking know. But like, what do they do? They can do both. They have the first and the ninth overall pick. Mm-hmm. Just grow up. Take your quarterback.
Well, then people are like, well, they should trade, keep Justin Fields and get Marvin Harrison. Or draft Caleb Williams and take a receiver at 9. You got number 9.
There's a bunch of good ones.
They have number 9.
But Grant, my only pushback to what Grant was just saying is, like, you don't have, in the scenario that you laid out, you don't have job security. Like, you are a lame duck GM. So, like, take Caleb and be done with it. Take Jaden and be done with it. That is probably the right move for the Bears' future.
Agreed.
But you, GM of the Bears, who's making that decision, may not be allowed to see that future.
Well, if the guy sucks, then no.
But I'm saying, like, how many quarterbacks in you? Like, okay, Bryce. If Caleb Williams has Bryce Young's year, I'm not writing off Bryce Young. Like, but if Caleb Williams or whoever the number one pick is goes to the Bears and has a Bryce Young rookie season, Poles is gone. Like, it's just too short. It's just the timeline is so messed up where I don't know. It's like a much, 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 much worse version of what the Cowboys have, where Dak is a lame duck quarterback, McCarthy's a lame duck coach. Like, Poles, I just, GMs make decisions all the time across sports out of self-interest, out of job retention. And to lay that job on the line for a rookie quarterback when you could, you know, you have the first pick, you have the ninth pick. Man, I don't know. It just,
if you're talking about acquiring a proven quarterback already, sure, I understand. But yeah, it's career suicide to just keep this going with Justin Fields. Like, that will get you fired way faster than Caleb Williams or take. Like, if you keep Justin Fields and Caleb Williams is awesome, you're fucking fired so fast.
Yeah.
So fast. So
if Caleb Williams is awesome. If he goes to Washington and he's awesome, it probably doesn't matter how good Fields was in his fourth season, because you passed on this guy who's turning around the Washington franchise.
I mean, he's not going to start this. He's not starting. Justin Fields is not good. Does no one own a TV? Does no one own a television the last 4 years? Like, why? Yeah. People are so flabbergasted. They're like, why? Wow. There's no market for Justin Fields. And I'm like, wow. Shocking with all the games they won over the last couple of years with him. And I know that his situation was far from stable, but CJ Stroud's, his situation was considered horrible until he showed up and looked pretty good. So I don't know. None of this is surprising. None of this is complicated. Can we stop being surprised and can we stop being confused about what the Bears should do? They should take their best quarterback. Move on with it.
Yeah.
We are going to move on with it. It is into the Winklerverse. How's everyone's internet right now?
Good, man.
Good.
I haven't noticed any drop-offs or they've been good.
I got my old laptop over there. I took it apart because I was going to take out the battery because that was the suggestion. But to take out the battery, you have to take out, it's the last thing to take out. You have to take out 40 other things. I know it's not going to work. So I'm just going to get a fucking new one. Anyway.
Yeah.
What I need is to just relax. And you know, there's no better way to do that than by having a seltzer or taking a gummy or using many of the fine products from Happy Place Hemp. You can check them out, happyplacehemp.com. The promo code is BART. That will get you 25% off every single order. 25% off every single order at happyplacehemp.com. You've got the gummies with the THC. You got the gummies without THC. You've got the gummies with the CBD, CBN. You've got the seltzer with the CD, doody, da, da, doo, doo, with the THC and the CBN. CBD rather. So there's a lot of different ways that you can test it. The best part about this is you can actually test it. You can get samples and send them out to you, you know, the free shipping, 25% off. And then you can see what you like and get more and still use the code happyplacehemp.com in Muskego, 25% off. The promo code is BART. It's even right there for those of you that just watch our heads and don't listen to the sound. There it is. 25 minutes in, there it is in written form on the DSYTS. That's the Dan Shaney YouTube stream.
Okay, so this is not a joke. This is not a bit. The Bears just signed a quarterback.
They did?
They did.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
No, don't.
Garoppolo?
Nope. Grant, did you see it?
Yeah.
On a scale of Craig Nall to Garoppolo, where is he?
It's Brett Rippin, okay? It's Brett Rippin.
Oh, rip to my Lou?
Oh, wow. A Rafer Alston reference, or at least a version.
I'd like to be ripping more Happy Place Hemp gummies, if you know what I mean.
Wow, look at you.
Breaking news, by the way, the University of Wisconsin.
Breaking news, the surface of the moon has made an appearance.
Oh, my God. Bro, sit back. Find a hat. Do something. Come on.
He's losing it, Paul.
Yeah. Honestly, there are times where, I'll wake up, you know, middle of the night and realize, oh my God, he's on the air right now. I just got to wake up and take a piss real quick. And Bart is probably taking calls right now from people that he has to. So I understand if he's starting to lose it a little bit. Here's one for us to fight about. The Packers.
Thank God.
The Packers upgraded at running back this week. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
Grant, I'm going to say, mm-hmm. I'm going to go down with the Josh Jacobs train. I know Grant's used words such as mid and rotational.
Mm-hmm.
I say yes, and I'm more curious to hear what Grant has to say.
I'll say yes, because what I've learned couple of days.
What is yes?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Because over the last couple of days, I've taken callers and read tweets and comments on multiple sports talk shows where people are like, they replaced Aaron Jones with Josh Jacobs. They, you know, it's the same. Why don't you just keep Aaron Jones? I mean, 3 years is 3 years. Mm-hmm. 3 years is significant. Like, Aaron Jones is 29. He'll be 30 in December. Josh Jacobs is 26, and he just turned 26 last month.
Mm-hmm.
He's 26 in a month. So he's going to be 26 for a while, all the way through next year. And I think that a lot of fans underestimate the difference between a 30-year-old running back and a 26-year-old running back. That's a huge 4 years. So while I was not jumping up and down at the thought of Josh Jacobs. They set the clock back a couple of years. I think they, at the very least, maintained if nothing else got better.
Bart, you want to respond to that? I think that was an unexpected mm-hmm agreement.
Rubble would like to respond.
Hit it, Rubble.
Paw Patrol, but more. But just a little bit extra.
That's a great line, by the way.
I know.
You guys are both losing it.
There's Grant, there's honestly some pretty good stuff in the Mighty Pups movie.
Jesus Christ.
The third act was too long.
Oh, let's see. Do I know it well? And oh, when Sky has to go like Armageddon.
No, when
herself.
They were at that chick's compound, it was like, geez, just kill her already.
Oh, V?
Yeah.
Mm. Grant, your thoughts on Mighty Pups?
Cosign on everything you guys said. Completely agree.
I think Josh Jacobs is going to be, you know, there's things that we're not sure of that you just need to see.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Jacobs is one of them. The college football playoff being 12 game teams is one of them. It's going to be great. We just need to see it, though, before we can admit it. Aaron Rodgers taking over the desk of Kamala Harris. We just need to see it.
Imagine if he's sitting in the background at a State of the Union. He's sitting back there nodding along in those big chairs that they have right behind.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You started making jokes and comments about Aaron Rodgers as VP. But I did bring him up.
So you guys know I didn't want to give oxygen to it.
Yeah.
But I did bring it up again in the fourth hour last night.
Ooh, I haven't gotten there yet. All right. Something to look forward to.
Because I wondered, honest to God, when he goes and plays like the Steelers, or if he has to play in a swing state, he's got to lose, right?
God damn it. Like, Pennsylvania is big.
Like lose the football game to like give like kind of like tank it a little bit, give that Steelers the big win.
Yeah, otherwise you're not voting for the guy who just beat you.
He's losing Illinois and Minnesota without a doubt. I looked it up earlier today. There's about 540,000 Packers shareholders worldwide. I don't know how many of them are in the United States, but let's say 400 of them, 400,000 in the United States. Is that a collective? Is that a super PAC that he controls? Does he get those votes, do you think?
Super PAC.
Oh,
thank you.
Whoa. Well done.
Let me just entertain. We don't know what the Jets schedule is going to be yet.
So then the
NFL, that's probably what they'll have to do. They'll probably be like, well, we got to keep Rodgers out of swing states before the election because of fucking equal time.
At
Minnesota. That might be it.
Okay.
At Arizona. Three states up for grabs.
Bart, I just need to tell you this. The way that you say Minnesota, I think the only way my brain ever hears it is Minnesota!
Well, now I say that wrong, too.
No. I'm saying, like, whoever that one presidential candidate was 20 years ago. Minnesota!
Well, that Biden had that clip, but you're thinking of Howard Dean.
Oh, that's okay, yeah. Yeah, oh, I was right. I think it is the Biden one, actually. You're right. I was confused.
Howard Dean.
That was like three years ago.
I thought he was on the winning track, and then he screamed. And back in 2002, that was too much.
I was mixing up two stories, Grant. There was the one from 20 years ago, but yeah, you're right. There was that one, too.
That's okay.
Yeah! That's what I was thinking of. You're right. But Minnesota! That's the other one, yeah.
All right, I think we can do one more.
They upgraded at running back. They need a second running back. Otherwise, they're in the same spot, theoretically.
Run A.J. Dillon back for $2 million a year? I say
no.
We can make that one pretty quick. Yeah, let me ask you this real quick follow-up, and then we'll do the last one.
He should go to the Lions, because then he's Door County's.
He can take the ferry across.
Yeah.
Yeah. A.J. Dillon's a guy I don't mind if he stays in the NFC North. In fact, I want him to.
The Bears running back room is too full, so it won't be there. What if he went to Minnesota with AJ, geez, because that was the confusion from the other day, with Aaron Jones? Because they released Madison. Who else do they have?
They got Ty Chandler, I think.
Oh, yeah, Ty Chandler. Okay.
Yeah.
Mike Boone still there? Probably not. Toby Gerhart might be.
I was a Mike Boone truther in some dynasty leagues.
Yeah, we all were.
Held on to him for a while.
He got a start where he was the number one guy. I don't remember which game it was, and I was fucking jacked, and he didn't do anything.
I know you've done the proper analysis, and your brain's had time to contemplate like the Josh Jacobs contract versus the Aaron Jones contract. But you were surprised at the market valuation difference between Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones.
That's the age again, maybe.
Right, but I think that's like the digested version where you're like, okay.
Well, I wonder, yeah. Aaron Jones seemed to sign pretty quick. I wonder if like how much research went into that or if they just figured, nah, seven's the most you're going to get, just take it.
You mean like with his agent, like once he got that offer from the Vikings?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean like, again, like it makes sense. Like once you digest it, you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Because Bart, even when we were talking fresh off the news of this earlier in the week, but like I think you and I were like, yeah, you know, maybe they slightly downgraded at running back, but I wonder if this is like so much of a Josh Jacobs is better than Aaron Jones as much as it's Josh Jacobs projects to be healthier than Aaron Jones.
He's younger.
Which is just all the age thing, right? Like it's an equal, like what if, would it be that crazy to say that if the Packers front office said, you know what, Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones are equal to each other. They're the same running back. However, one is 3 years younger. The 3 years younger guy is worth twice as much because Josh Jacobs got like $14 million guaranteed and Aaron Jones got $7 million guaranteed. Like that's you don't need me to do the, hey, that's two times more math, but that's two times more. Like that's, and that really just must just be the, hey, if you are a 29, 30 year old running back, you're getting a 1 year deal and you will smile about it. You better be happy about it because that is the most you could possibly get.
I think you just answered your own question.
Yeah.
All I make.
Yeah, well, they're mercenaries now. I said last night, I'm not sure another running back will ever have his number retired again.
Ooh, there's an interesting topic.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to be with the team long enough.
Interesting.
Thank you.
God, you do good work even when you're falling apart, Bart Winkler.
Are there any current running backs who
maybe Derrick Henry?
Did you say Hall of Fame?
He'll get in the Hall of Fame.
Did you say, ooh, Hall of Fame or did you say number retired by
number retired?
Team Hall of Fame or NFL Hall of Fame?
No, these guys can get into the NFL Hall of Fame. They can play long enough, put up numbers, but to be with a team no one's getting their number retired.
Yeah.
Is there any NFL current NFL running back who you could say has a good shot at the Hall of Fame one day?
It probably would be Derrick Henry.
No.
No?
Oh, he's got a lot of accolades.
Yeah. I mean, especially because you would
10,000 yards.
And you
play for the Titans, though. I can't get over that. That doesn't count.
Okay, fine.
Am I wrong? I'm not wrong, though. Like, it is a weird, I don't know. It's like, that's your guy? Like you're one, I don't know.
Does do college statistics factor into a Pro Football Hall of Fame resume?
It's the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I guess. Well, hey, maybe that's okay. They get paid now.
Hmm.
Interesting. What happened to the game I love?
Oh, are they pros or who are simultaneously college kids?
The number retiring thing is interesting. Because, of course, Tim Shea would tell you in order to get your number retired, you'd have to be a Hall of Famer. So I guess
I'm not saying that. That's what the Brewers are saying.
All right.
I think when the Brewers go on All-Star break this year, I'm just going to do a full week on should they retire Ryan Braun's number. Like, guests every day. Like, I'm just to be an ass. Like, I'm just going to turn that into a whole week. I think that sounds like a worthwhile battle to fight. Probably have Tim Shea call in.
I like it.
If the Packers, I don't know if I have an for this, but like is there anybody else in the free agent market? Maybe it's Mike Williams. Maybe it's someone who hasn't even been released yet. If the Packers were to do one more splashy thing, what would it be for you?
Another safety. Some of these guys are going pretty cheap.
Another body in the secondary, yeah. Corner safety, I think. or linebacker. But the linebackers are in demand because I don't think any of these teams like the actual prospects. I don't think this is a good linebacker class at all, which is why Kenneth Murray's getting a bunch of money. I know Bart likes that guy. He's not that good, though.
Have you heard have you heard from Horvat since Patrick Queen was signed?
No.
That was his guy. I don't know if it's still his guy, but it definitely was strongly his guy. All right. The last one I just want to do is a Bucks confidence meter. When we talked a week ago, we talked about they were on a winning streak, and it was like maybe Middleton's just a nice to have and they can win without him. And boy, that aged well over the past week. Since then, they lost three games on the West Coast, didn't look particularly good. Your confidence in the Bucks is very high still. Or it's still very high. I just want to get a gut check on where you're at.
I had a friend last night text me because, you know, they lose. And then he says, this team isn't it. Dame doesn't want to be here. Like, it's like, what about all the shit that you're not? People don't have overarching, like, if the Bucks win, it's like, solid win. I'm really liking that win. Yeah. And if they lose, it's like, this whole thing is a fucking disaster. It will not work.
Yeah.
The level of where we're reacting is very skewed.
Yeah. Well, are you still you're mad at those people, but where are you at confidence wise?
I'm confident they'll go to the Eastern Conference Finals, and then I don't know what the hell's going to happen.
I will add on to that. Look, if you're comparing the Bucks to the Celtics or to the Nuggets, you're not going to have a good time. Okay. I don't think they should be compared to those two teams who have been together forever, have had the same coach for a while, have grown up together, especially without Chris Middleton. Compare the Bucks to that next tier of teams. And I think on their best night, they can absolutely compete and contend within that next tier of teams. And then come the playoffs, you just need to get a little luck and you need to go on a little run. Right. But if we compare every night to the Celtics or to the Nuggets, we're never going to be happy. And I just don't think that's how we should view this team, at least in year one.
But that would mean that you're setting up for the idea that, okay, they lose to the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, and you're going to say, okay. I mean, that's kind of what I expected.
Look, this team might not win the championship this year. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Only one team gets to win the title. So we can't every night.
No, like, not every night.
We can't every night be thinking about that.
No, you cannot.
They could lose in the conference finals. They've lost before the conference finals the last 2 years.
They have. So your confidence, Grant, is still where, like, you're not going to fall into the week over week trap.
No. I'm getting frustrated. It's taking Chris Middleton to go, you know, take so long to come back from a fucking rolled ankle. That's annoying as hell. That has me bothered, but the team as a whole in their direction. I there were a lot of good signs this last week. It sucks they lost to the Lakers. That was a bummer. If they get that win, they split the games on the road trip and there's actually a lot of good, but 1-3 with a bad loss to no LeBron and no AD kind of sucked.
Doc Rivers will be answering Chris Middleton injury questions for the rest of Doc Rivers and Chris Middleton's respective careers.
It's a big part of the job.
Yeah.
Seen this joke before, but which Middleton is more MIA, Kate or Chris?
I have not seen that.
Chris, you know what's going to happen? I saw a tweet earlier, someone with a theory. Oh, that's right. Kate Middleton is going to return at WrestleMania and win the belt. That's how this is setting up.
Is he part of the bloodline?
Could be.
Never know. What's on tap for the Bartometer? I want to conclude every week with a tease if you have one.
Bartometer is going to be a light one this week. It's going to be sporting events that are most fun to watch with other people.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
And I'll give you a spoiler. One of the top eight is the Masters. When it's on Easter Sunday, when you're at your grandpa's.
Ah, very specific.
I like that.
Will WrestleMania
watching experience?
Will WrestleMania make an appearance on the list?
I don't think so.
Could you say like UFC / pro wrestling?
Big fight. I'd say a big fight.
Big fight feel.
Yeah. But it's all leading into March Madness is what the point of it is.
I see. Is March Madness fun to watch with a group, though? Because there's so many. I mean, if you're talking like the opening, like Thursday,
the
Friday.
The thing that March Madness has for it is that first weekend when it's noon and you have that feeling like we should be working, but we're out drinking. And there's sports on. That's a big positive for it.
Very sassy approach to that one from you. That was the best thing in school, though, especially like I had a buddy who lived across the street from school. So during March Madness, Thursday and Friday, you just like go to lunch at his house for 40 minutes and watch whatever you could real quickly.
Social studies great. Teacher brings out the projector.
Yeah. You've had a teacher that's done that?
Oh, yeah.
For like just to watch a random March Madness game?
He says, all right, I'm going to turn on the basketball. You guys just this is homework time.
Oh, my God. That's hell awesome. Yeah. That's cool. I never had that experience. All right.
All right, guys. Thank you as always. No show next week of any kind. I'll be on vacation for a mental health break.
It's important that we talk about and address mental health in this country. I'm good on you, Bard. Go down there. Get a good mental health break in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Will I return? I don't know. I'm not positive yet that I come back.
Do you want to send us the passwords to get into this just in case to continue the legacy and in the event that you buy your 7-acre place and don't come back?
Yeah, it's Rogers Lover 69.
That's what I had.
I made it a long time ago.
Appreciate right. You both.
Goodbye.
Fun always.
Gentlemen. Goodbye. Bye, friends.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Spay and neuter your pets.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.